Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com here on this Tuesday. It's the 26th day of the month of March, a month that's shown us temperatures well above normal and precipitation well above normal, too, in the Northeast Corridor. Across the nation, though, we've been seeing lots of snow from northern Idaho, Montana, across to the Dakotas, Minnesota, and the northern Great Lakes. And there's still some snow in sections of western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota expected for the daytime today. It should be on the light side. The heavier snow is up in to Ontario province in Canada. But it looks like rain showers do exist from central portions of the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf Coast, and that will be advancing eastward towards the northeast over the next couple of days. Weather-wise, for aviation interest, looks like it will be overcast and wet into the Atlanta area. There could be some delays in and out because of expected weather, possibility of showers, thunderstorms, and some locally severe weather associated with that front that's developing as it goes through northern Georgia today. And some of that rain will be into the Charlotte area as well. It looks generally cloudy but dry in the New York area, Newark, New York, LaGuardia, JFK, and all the way up to the Boston area. The weather is looking pretty good, just clouds, no major delays, but there will be instrument approaches for later in the day and at night as some fog will possibly be drifting, getting on a northeast wind. South Florida is looking pretty good from the Fort Myers area across to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach, all looking pretty good at this point, but that frontal system will be arriving later on Wednesday, so that's something we'll be watching for. Weather's looking pretty good all over Texas. It looks like snow showers in Denver, dry weather in L.A., San Francisco, and in the Portland area, clouds and some light showers, also some light showers in Seattle, Tacoma as well. Now, over the next several days, we're going to keep an eye on the 8th day of April. That's going to be the great solar eclipse that's going to extend from the west coast of Mexico, then in through central Texas, probably going right over Dallas-Fort Worth, just a little bit to the east. That's where the center line will be, extending into Arkansas, and then into sections of western Tennessee, Kentucky, and into Ohio, and eventually up to New York State, northern Vermont, and then into northern Maine and the Canadian Maritimes. That's going to be on the 8th day of April. That's going to be actually not next Monday, but the Monday after that. And we'll be watching the weather and giving you updates about where the weather is probably going to be the best. If, in fact, you are going to be traveling, you might have to travel a couple of hundred miles to get to that center line and also getting to some better weather or some clear skies for that eclipse. That will be happening during the middle afternoon hours on the 8th day of April. In the meantime, though, looks like some cloudy conditions for the Northeast Corridor. It looks like just some showers, drizzle, and fog for today. Highs will range close to 50. And it looks like rainy weather in the afternoon on Wednesday and rainy weather again on Thursday, but it should clear up for Friday and for this upcoming Easter weekend. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Next update on Wednesday. Have yourself a great day. Talk to you then.